She says Scott holds the all the volunteers together, and I love his show, and aww, so do we.
Oh, thank you so much,
thank
Irene.
Thank you, Irene. Also, thank you to Judy and Will in Croton.
Croton, yeah, Croton. Cool. Great to hear from them.
Thank you also to Neil Kaplan, the dinner man.
All right.
The dinner man of the evening. Neil, he says, on my way.
Neil the K is on his way. I can't wait. All right. I'm so psyched for another Neil K meal tonight.
Yes, yes.
Cool. Thanks for pledging, Neil.
Cool. Thank you. Also, thank you to our very own Monica.
Oh, Mo checked in. Thanks, Monica.
She says, Scott, one of my favorite DJs, thanks for the great radio. Holla at Heva.
All right.
I don't know who that is.
Always amazing, Monica. What a stellar show. Class.
Oh, yes.
Class is what that lady possesses.
Perfect
in
Sunday
spades.
Evening listening.
Oh, perfect, perfect thing for a Sunday night. Hey, we need more phones ringing. We've got Volunteer Bronwyn on phone number one. She's talking, but Isha is not talking. Nobody else is talking. Bill and Maggie want to talk to somebody. Okay, let's listen to... Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wait. I want to thank Mark for a premium size pledge.
All right.
For the bagpipes.
The bagpipes.
Also,
yes,
thank you to Mitch. He says, Neil is going to do a rendition of the Sparrow.
Is that
yeah?
Mitch number four?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
We got a lot of Mitch.
We've got like 6 minutes left in this thing. We got to get some more phones ringing. Let's listen to a bit of Mo Tucker. Catch our breaths. Maybe we'll come on and we'll give the people a little melodious treat.
Yeah, we got to give some
possibly
prizes
summon that up
too.
By the end. We'll give some prizes away, but they are still available. We've got the Mueran Humanos LP.
Yes.
God, it's a killer. It's such
so
a killer.
Great.
I listen to it all the time at home. I listen to it all the time. I love them so much. We've also got... Jesus, the Jesse Jarno book, the Yola Tengo authorized biography. It's called Big Day Coming. And we've got the Mo Tucker double CD set. I feel so far away, collecting her stuff from 1974 to 1998. God, wealth of riches of wealth
that is a
blood.
Treasure chest.
Okay, let's listen to Mo Tucker doing her Bo Diddley thing.
Call
right
us,
now.
800-989-9368.
Keep them coming
Do
in,
it.
People. 800-989-9368. Faye and Scott Williams with you. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Give away some prizes and maybe we'll do something special for the people if we hit our $5,000
yes,
goal.
Indeed.
Hey, I'm getting tense. I want to keep listening to Mo Tucker, too. I love everything off that first record of hers, Playing Possum. Love, love, love it. I want to keep listening to her version of Bo Diddley that's on our next prize, I Feel So Far Away, the anthology collecting two CDs worth of music of hers from 1974 to 1998. But, Faye, I'm feeling tense. I want to see you climb over the box. Why aren't you there?
here I am.
I'm
Gosh, that's
failing
so
now. FMU failure. Technical failure by the guy who maintains the equipment. Way to go. Oh, way to go. Freeform radio.
That's
we need to
we
have
roll.
Like three more. I can't believe we're like $600. Yeah, $700 away.
We
can
so
do
lost.
This. Two mouse pledges. We've seen a bunch of mouse pledges coming in this show. That's $365. It's a buck a day. Why isn't the phone ringing? I see Isha's on the phone. Okay, Isha's on the phone. Why isn't Kurt on the phone? Why isn't Bill on the phone? Why isn't Bronwyn on the phone? Why aren't
you
we singing this song? Why aren't we
Kurt
singing the ridiculous, stupid
right
song?
800-989-9368. We'll get you in the running for amazing prizes. But let's thank some people, shall
let's
we?
Let's thank some people. With
let's
3 minutes left, $700. We can do $700 in 3 minutes. Come on,
we can
two
do it.
People
we can do it.
Making mouse pledges. Two people, one person
two,
doing a grand.
Please,
now's
come
your
on.
Chance.
You can do
now's
it. You
your
can
chance.
It.
Now's your time to do it.
Let's say thank you to our very own Amanda. Thank you, Amanda.
All
she
right.
says, love you, Scott.
Oh, I love Amanda.
We love you too, Amanda.
Oh, wow.
Thank you to Christine in Jersey City. She says, Scott's the best. Do you
sweet.
Think Scott's the best?
Oh, sweet.
Show it to us.
Jersey City love. We love hearing our neighbors, our pals in Jersey City.
Yes, yes,
thank you.
Thank you to Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you to Mitch. Oh, no, wait. We
number
already
five?
Thanked so many Mitches.
God,
you know,
enough of the Mitches. 1-800-989-9368. Bring
thank
us some big pledges.
Eugene
get us over the top.
In Jersey City.
All
Eugene
right.
Jersey City.
More Jersey
and,
City love.
Thanks to somebody named Heather K. I don't know who that is.
Oh, thank you, Heather K., whoever that may be.
Also to Luther in Jersey City. More Jersey City support. We love it.
Luther, Patrick, and Kate. Woo-woo! Flame and Fire love.
They say, hey, Scott.
Hey, great to hear from them. They've been on the show. 1-800-989-9368. There's 2 minutes left. Then I got to throw
guys,
it over to Benjamin.
87%, come you guys. This is ridiculous.
Are you
ridiculous.
Kidding me? Are you serious?
Hey, let's
come
give
on.
Away
okay.
some of those prizes.
Okay, let's give away some prizes. All right, we're gonna save Mo for last. We're gonna give away. We still have the Maureen Tucker double CD set on Sundays. That feels so far away. We still have Jesse Jarno's book, the Yola Tango biography called Big Day Coming.
Right.
But you
so
gotta
how about
call now.
Muera
let's,
Numanos.
Let's give away Muera Numanos after we give out 1-800-989-9368. We do have a minute or two left for you to pledge in and get us over the top. Okay.
All right.
Who are we
well,
giving Muera Numanos
it's going to go to Dan in Mendon.
All right. Congratulations to Dan. We thank you, sir, for your pledge.
You're going
to
love it.
And if there's no phone ringing, I guess we better, let's slow it down. Give them a chance to still call and win the Mo Tucker. But now the Yola Tango book is going to
Christine.
Congratulations, 1-800-989-9368. This is your last shot. This is the end, people. Oh, you're going
to
push us over? You're going
to
leave us dangling
come
at 99%
really?
Of a ledge?
I'm so angry with
oh,
you.
Oh, boy, Faye is going to be PO'd on Thursday
garbage.
When she comes back on the radio. She's going to be aggro, Faye. Faye is not going to climb over the box today. Not today.
I'm stuck behind the box because of you people.
But you people, so many of you actually got... You got us really close, and we did raise
so thank
a
you
pretty
so much,
chunky
all of you
penny.
Much. I loved being on Scott's show. Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
It was such a thrill and honor to have you, Faye, over from Thursday. Oh, is there one more pledge coming in? Okay, there's one last pledge coming in. Irene Trudell is going to trip over the same pile of mud that Kurt tripped over before if she's not careful. Look at the... Okay. Hurry. We gotta go.
Come
we gotta
on,
last
we gotta
pledge, and let's thank
you to Bianca.
All right, Bianca. You're thank welcome. You so much. All right, we gotta give away...
94%, people!
94%!
All right, it's
all right.
6:01, we're totally
okay.
over.
Okay, yeah, it's 6:01, we're over. We're
but
94%, that makes me very happy.
Mo-tucker
let's give the Mo Tucker away.
To Luther.
Oh, excellent.
In Jersey City.
All right, Luther, you're gonna love this one. This is formative stuff for the boy. Okay. Faye, it's been great having you here.
So great.
Had a great time. Thank you, everybody. You really made us feel great today. We're going to turn it over. Benjamin Walker's Too Much Information is standing by.
Standing by.
Please keep pledging to the 2013 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. I'll see you next week.
And I'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday. And this is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and online. We're at WFMU.org. Bye, everybody. Thanks for pledging. Take it away, Lizberg, Benjamin Walker.
Hey, hey, it's the 2013 WFMU Marathon. And I'm joined here with Benjamin Walker, host of Too Much Information. My name is Liz Berg. I hang out in this seat on Monday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon.
And Liz Berg, am I here with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. It all worked. The magic of technology. We're like not in the same room together, but we're together doing this thing live.
Isn't it a beautiful thing, this technology?
It works. It's amazing when it works. It's a little frustrating when it doesn't, but I'm really glad that you are doing the co-hosting with me.
Absolutely. So the number to call is 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org or on Benjamin's playlist page for today. We are looking for your support to help us keep WFMU alive for another year and to show your support for this program, Too Much Information.
So I turned on the comments on the Accu playlist as well. But the reason I'm not there with you, Liz, is because I'm actually here in Texas.
Texas?
Yeah, I went to the South by Southwest thing so I could make more recordings, more interviews for the show.
And? Are you successful? Are you succeeding?
I did not get to talk to Grumpy Cat.
Oh, really?
Well, I tried, though.
So Grumpy Cat is like the hot thing at South by Southwest this year, from what I understand. Is that correct?
That and the giant Oreo man.
Who's a giant Oreo man? Tell everybody about who is Grumpy Cat and who is a giant Oreo man.
Well,
we're
I don't.
Not there.
I didn't really care about the giant Oreo man enough to find out, but I did see that Grumpy Cat, you know, from the internets, the little guy with the old man face cat. You like cats? You like cute cats? I know you like cute cats.
Of course, I like cats, and I even like cats on the internet.
Well, this is the famous internet cat that, you know, people were lined up to see him. And my friend was just about to interview him, and she got her interview cut off because all of a sudden Dennis was there, and Dennis was more important to talk to Grumpy Cat. And I guess
who's Dennis?
I think Dennis is like an internet mogul.
An internet mogul? From
yeah.
What company? Are you going to tell us?
I think it was Foursquare.
So Foursquare gets to cut in line?
Yeah,
for Grumpy Cat? Is this the most pathetic thing you've ever heard of?
It made me feel that like I wanted to say, but I'm from WFMU and I should be able to get in front of the line. But you know what, Liz? That I went to a lot of media discussions during, you know, and it's a lot of crowded. It's a big crowd here this year. I will say that, like every year. And whenever WFMU comes up, and WFMU comes up sometimes because people are talking about innovative things. And you know what happens? People in the audience clap and cheer.
Aww.
Yeah. It's because the love for this place is pretty strong. And we need people to take that love and translate it, like kind of put it in the oven and bake it down into money. Right?
Yeah, I'd like to bake some money with you. Yeah.
I think we should, like, you know, you can use a microwave, you can use a crock pot.
All right.
Toaster oven.
Yeah, so put something in and bake it down to some money and send it our way. You can do that. You can pledge on our website. It's WFMU.org. And the phone number to call is 800-989-9368. There are folks standing by waiting to talk to you. Reach out and discuss things with a real human being. Now,
yes.
Benjamin Walker, you've got a DJ premium.
You want to tell us
about this?
And on my DJ premium...
What's it called? Tell the people what it's called.
It is called The Secret Files, Volume 3, I believe this is. The Too Much Information Secret Files, right?
Okay, so what's in The Secret Files?
Well, the cool thing about the TMI Premium is it's not just audio clips, but there are some video clips, there are some JPEGs, and there are a few rare pieces that I haven't even aired on the show.
Like
a couple conspiracy theories from our correspondent.
Stuff that's too hot for broadcast?
Yes, from our correspondent Chris, who explains what's really going on with the hacking, the Chinese hacking. I just felt that if we aired that, he might go to jail. So we're saving that for the premium. But you can find out the truth. There are even a couple pictures here that I've taken this weekend that I think one or two is going to go onto the TMI data disk that you will get for a pledge of $75 or more.
Great. So folks can choose that on the website, or they can just call in and make their $75 pledge. Either way, it works for us. 800-989-9368. Benjamin, tell us a little bit about, you know, what folks say about WFMU when you talk to them, because you are, you're one of the guys who goes to all the conferences and talks to all the people, and you know, you're a friendly sort of guy, but you also make the rounds. And
I do make some rounds. And, you know, it's been interesting seeing, like, so much energy and excitement and conversation about things that, you know what, WFMU did 10 years ago. And, you know, before they were cool, before they were, like, the next big thing at conferences and technology and media conferences to talk about. I mean, you know, you still have people talking about their radio station apps that they're just making. Hello? Hello? We had one years ago.
That is
seriously.
Yeah, I know. Mean, that's the truth.
It's amazing. And that is something, you know, this technology that we are, you know, pouring our hearts and souls and little money that we have into these extras are things that we just can't do without listener support. And that radio station app, that WFMU app, is one of the things that people love to talk about because it's not only one of the earlier ones, it's still one of the best ones.
True
that. I've been listening to it. I listened to some of you this morning. I listen to a lot of programs when I travel. I'm able to hook it up to the car or even participate in the comments. I mean, it's an amazing app. And this, you know, we would like to update it. And we're still looking at doing new things. And we can't do that without our listener support.
That is true. So give us a call, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. I have a few people to thank, but maybe you want to talk about some of the prizes that we have to give away today.
Sure, sure. Why don't you get that list together, and we'll talk about the grand prize for the hour, which is the amazing Building Stories Chris Ware book that came out earlier. It's a giant. It's like a board game. It's in a box.
Isn't it a double book? Is it
a, oh, no, it's like a quadruple gablubluga book.
Okay.
I don't even know what the word is for it because there are so many pieces of comic books in there. There are like three actual books, and there's a couple fold-out zines. There's an actual like board game type thing that's in there. It's an amazing piece of art. It really is, you know, some stories about this building and these characters that live in this building, that move away from the building, that kind of intersect, and he's worked years on this masterpiece, and when you have it all together in this box, it's really an amazing work of art. And he's going to be on the show.
Chris Ware is going to be on the show.
Absolutely. We've talked about doing a longer one next time he's actually in town, because I will say, Liz, that one of the things we're going to be doing with the new version of TMI when I get back is we're going to turn it more into a longer form live show that listeners will be able to. He's going to be a guest soon.
Are you
going to
take calls?
I think we will.
Wow.
I think that's going to be something we're going to do.
That's pretty fancy. I mean, so wait. If somebody wants to get in on this Chris Ware book, what do they have to pledge?
They have to pledge $75, which they'll get the premium, to be in the running, and that is the grand prize for the hour.
Okay, cool. Let me thank some folks who already got their pledges in. Thanks to Michael in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, who says $1 a day is a small price to pay for something that means so much to me. Thanks to WFMU staff and listeners alike. Thank you to Michael in Pompton Plains. Thank you to Henry in Kingston, New York, WFMU web maestro. Thank you to Jan in New York, Manhattan, pledging at the t-shirt level.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you to Richard in Brooklyn, who pledged at the DJ premium level.
And, that's great.
DJ Trouble called in a pledge.
Oh, that was so fun. She took me to the airport after her show last week.
Yeah, she's glad to see you made your flight and says, go team. And thanks to John in New York, who made a generous pledge as well. Two t-shirt size pledge. Wow.
That's awesome, because we do have two amazing shirts this year. And one of them was done by the one and only Gary Panter, who was on the show earlier this year, invited me into his studio for a whole hour of his time because he loves the station so much.
Gary Panter, the t-shirt artist who made our Alley Cat t-shirt, which is available for a pledge of $50 or more. And again, the number is 800-989-9368.
What is the other, and you want to talk about the other t-shirt we have?
Yeah, the other t-shirt is lovely. It's by Mayuko Fujino, who's a listener and artist extraordinaire. She volunteers here even, and she is just a wonderful artist who does kind of paper cut collage. And one of her designs sort of, it's almost like semi-violent. We call it the Radio Zombies shirt. But
zombies are cool.
Yeah,
people are way into the zombies.
Yeah, but it's like this army of radio zombies, and there are these cords flying everywhere, and it's just, it's really quite amazing. You can take a look at all the swag by going to WFMU.org/swag. and take a peek for yourself. It's actually really difficult to choose between the two t-shirts.
Yeah, no,
to be
it is
honest.
A bumper crap of a crop of t-shirts this year. You know, and it's, you know, here in Texas at the South by Southwest thing, you know, I see a lot of WFMU t-shirts from years past, a lot here. And as you know, another thing that WFMU did before other stations did and still don't do very well are the archives.
Ah, yes.
You know, a lot of time and care goes into those, and they work amazing, like seamlessly. I just saw on Twitter that someone was talking about how they still go in and listen to the Jeff Magnum archives.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, you know, and it's interesting because even though a lot of people enjoy our web archives and our, you know, web offerings in general, they don't understand that it's actually quite a costly part of our operation to keep all of these, you know, features available for anybody to use at any time and, you know, in multiple formats. So we've put together a pledge level called the Mouse of Today pledge level, which is $365, $1 a day.
$1 a day.
Yeah, you can split it up into monthly installments, and it's $30.42 a month, which ain't so bad. And, you know, a pledge at that level helps us take care of all of the bandwidth bills and the server nonsense and the hosting and the this and the that.
Yeah. There was an article about a car company that wants to just take out the AM, FM radios out of the actual cars.
And what are people going to listen to?
WFMU app.
Ah! Love it.
But we can't keep these things going unless we have our listener support. It's turning that love into dollars.
And yeah, again, the phone number 800-989-9368. Benjamin Walker, let's talk about some of the other prizes. What let's toss out a prize for folks who pledge at the $15 level.
Yes, let's do one. Which one should we start off with?
Your call, dude. It's your radio show.
All right, let's do the Brian Eno CD.
All right, we'll do the Brian Eno CD. It's called Lux, and it just came out new from Brian Eno.
And it's pretty good, I have to say. I like this one a lot. Lux is the name of it.
It's on the Warp record label.
Yes, and this is available. All you have to do is make a pledge of $15 or more, and we will give that away to a lucky winner in a few moments.
Yep, true. So get it in, 800-989-9368. Now, Benjamin, I want to talk to you about some of the shows that you did over the last year, because there were so many fun things, and I was kind of reflecting back over, you know, my favorite episodes of Too Much Information today, and man, I really had a fun time listening to your Tmiley show. And this is where you created an IPO craze over an app that you built, and it sort of came out around the same time as the Facebook IPO.
Yeah,
was
I planned
causing
it that
waves.
Way. It was mine was going to be better.
It's a beautiful.
I had
thing.
Mine in a bar. But yeah, you know, it's funny, like, thinking about all the fake energy that goes into all of these apps that no one wants to use. I can't tell you some of the things I've seen here at the technology part of South by Southwest this year. I mean, like, ridiculous things like Cloud Me Up, Groupon, Group In, Ride the Tumblr, Twitter, Cloud, to the elevator, to, you know, it's just, there's so many things that nobody wants, nobody needs.
What's the most annoying buzzword you've heard at South by Southwest Interactive?
You know, I guess this year I can't help but shake my head about how everyone still is getting so excited about this crowdfunding thing, you know, the Kickstarter thing, which is still a few years old now, but it's like, we've been doing that listener-supported content for a very, very long time, and now all of a sudden it's like the coolest, hippest thing in the world. I still can't get over that. We were doing that first.
Yep. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. If you're a fan of Too Much Information with Benjamin Walker, we'd like to hear from you. I look at our podcast stats and every now and then, and so I can see that there are thousands of you who are downloading the Too Much Information podcast.
Yeah, what? You know, I went to a podcasting panel today. Ours was better, by the way, at Radiovision. We can come back to that. But again, like, people are talking about, like, that question, is podcasting over or is it no longer sexy? And absolutely not. It's just become a way for listeners to listen, just like turning on the radio. It's gotten so easy, so ingrained, but so many of our listeners are able to listen to so many of WFMU shows because we've made it work, and we've been doing a lot of podcasts before podcasts were even cool. But to have these podcasts supported, we need our listeners to open up their hearts and their wallets once a year. We only even do this once a year.
So I want to hear from some folks who listen to the Too Much Information podcast, because if you listen to, you know, other podcasts that were produced elsewhere, you know that they sound completely different. They start off with a commercial, and then they're interrupted by three commercials, and then the content is not half as exciting as the Too Much Information show because somebody is standing over that radio producer's shoulder saying, "Nah, you can't do that. Maybe cut that out or this or whatever." But the reason that Benjamin Walker can do so many crazy things in his program, where he walks the line between, you know, truth and untruth and reality.
It's all real.
And unreality, you know, these are the things that freeform radio allows that don't exist anywhere else because, you know, the rules are just too stiff.
And, you know, these are rules that we stick to online. The fact that we don't have any underwriting on the air, you know, Liz and Ken, you decided that we wouldn't even have that on the podcast. A lot of radio stations, to pay the bills for the for the cost of the back end, for streaming costs, storage costs, they'll put underwriting on their podcast. WFMU would never do something like that.
You know why? Because it's a fine line. It's you know, once you start taking that money, then you're going to have to answer to those powers that be that are paying your bills. And I think the only powers that be that we want to answer to here at WFMU are our listeners, because, you know, obviously they have the best sensibility about, you know, what we should be doing here on the radio. 800-989-9368 WFMU.org to make your pledge. And we're going to be giving away the Brian Eno CD Lux very, very soon. So why don't you get your pledge in now?
That's for $15 or more. You can be in on that. But this non-commercial ethos that is so a part of what makes WFMU so special is, Liz, I think, also why we always hear people clapping and cheering when WFMU comes up. Because when you think about how few things there are out there that are actually non-commercial, I mean, I can't really think of another one besides WFMU. I really can't. I mean, like I'm talking real non-commercial, not fake non-commercial, where they don't have advertising, but they have underwriting every 10 minutes. We don't do that. We are the real deal. One of the only truly non-commercial entities still out there. Can you think of another one?
Maybe some, you know, independent venues, but, you know, not really another, you know, there aren't very many independent nonprofit radio stations out there that that do things like we do here at WFMU. And that's the reason why WFMU sounds so different from these other stations. It's just, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You take money from the listeners and you get total freedom in the programming. You start taking money from other sources, and it's not so pretty.
Yeah, but it also, it's not like, you know, if we had the Oreo ads, they'd be telling us what to do. But it's just the idea of hearing your favorite DJs talking about Oreos, reading underwriting that would interrupt programming. It would ruin the whole thing. It would take the whole thing down.
Yeah.
And we don't want it. We don't want to hear Liz Berg reading the Oreo ad. We don't want to have Irwin doing some technology, yamcloud.com.
Yamcloud.com? What the hell is yamcloud.com? Is that something you really saw?
I saw some guy walking around in a yam costume.
Really?
Yes.
And he was advertising Yamcloud?
Yeah, I think that was the name of some company I saw the other day. Or, you know,
for the love of crack, Benjamin Walker, what are you doing hanging out of this South by Southwest Interactive Festival? Come back to reality, dude.
I'm trying to find stories for my show.
All right, I guess you need a little unreality for your show.
WFMU.org. You can go online. You don't even have to talk to a real person if that's something you don't want to do. Or you can call the phone.
It's 800-989-9368. And we want to thank Joe from Hackettstown, who says Benjamin Walker does one of my all-time favorite shows. Thanks, Joe. Brendan in Parsippany checking in at the DJ Premium level, and we want to thank Kirk in Pasadena also pledging at the DJ Premium level. And we are going to give away that Brian Eno CD, and it's going to Richard in Brooklyn.
That's great. Congratulations, Richard.
Yes.
Thank you for your love and support. Richard turned his love, he stuck it in his crock pot, and he pulled it out, and it was hard dollars that he was able to send our ways. And you can do the same by picking up your phone or your computer, I guess if it's a portable computer, and connecting with us. I mean, I see on the comments page, Liz, that some people are talking about our apps and our mobile technology. But, you know, they're talking on a comment, live commenting playlist. We just added to it. We opened up the WFMU Friendship Society. Our technology is not just at the app level. I mean, we have an amazing, amazing website, an amazing, amazing interface for folks to comment and connect to each other while the show is on. I mean, I really have not seen another station who does it this well.
You're right, because nobody's doing it as well. How is it, I always ask myself, how is it that this little station in New Jersey that's listener supported and doesn't have an endowment behind it or a university
or municipality.
Municipality behind it. How is it that we figure these things out and that we push ahead in, you know, the realm of technology while all the other stations are like 5 years behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Why
is that? A billion times more money. What is it?
What is it?
You wake up in the middle of the night, Liz, and what is the answer?
I don't know. All I can think is that, WFMU really tries hard. We put the listeners' money to good use. And, you know, we're creative. We're innovative. And they're just lazy. The other guys are just lazy, right?
Yeah. I think that there is no other excuse for it when you see some of the things that we've been able to do. But also, I think it's because of the way this place is built. I think that, you know, we are excited to try new things. A lot of these other big stations are scared. You know, think about the Car Talk rerun. Did you know that the Car Talk guys are retiring this year, but they're going to do like years of repeats rather than change it and put something new on because they're scared of change?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine if we
did
that?
That's just sad. Yeah.
Can you imagine if we just recorded Liz one morning and put her on playing the same exact thing every week? Or if Ken did that, we just sort of had 1 week, it would be like Groundhog Day radio forever and ever. That would never happen.
No.
WFMU.
No, not at all. Hey, I want to thank Fredericks in Newport Richey, Florida, who says, keep doing what you were doing. And thanks to Tom in Glasgow, who says, one of my favorite radio shows as a whole. Keep up the good work.
Thank you all very, very,
very
much.
Generous pledges. So keep the pledges coming, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Pledge your support to Too Much Information, Benjamin Walker, all of his crazy-ass stories and tales, his podcast, and, just everything, and all the real and unreal things that you hear on his radio show.
You know, Liz, there's no other station in the world that I could have even had the space to have fun with the show as I have on WFMU, because you know what? There just doesn't exist another station. We just talked about the infrastructure and how we are unique and that we are one of the very, very few listener-supported, totally independent stations. But we're also, there really is no other station that sounds like us.
That's the truth. That is the truth. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Anybody pledging $75 or more is in the running to receive the Chris Ware book, or what should we call it? The Chris Ware Super
book.
Pack?
Book. Yes. The Chris Ware
Super Pack?
Building Stories.
Spelled P-A-C-K.
Yes, we'll call it that, and that will get sent out to your way. It's a very large package, and that will be yours if you donate $75 more and win.
All right, let's toss another prize out there for the $15 or more pledges. What do you want to do? The other book or the 7-inch?
Let's do the other.
It's called Kramer's Ergot Volume 8. Am I saying that right? I don't know about these comics. Tell me about them, Benjamin Walker.
Well, Kramer's Ergot is probably the greatest compilation that's being put out right now. And that comes actually from Picture Box, which is based here in New York, distributes that. and some amazing artists in this. Sammy Harkham is one of the editors, the main man behind this. Gary Panter has a story in this particular volume as well. The man who did our t-shirt that we are giving away this year, one of them. An amazing collection of stories in this book. And it's a very, very, very special, amazing book. And if you're interested in some of the comics and cartoons you've heard on Too Much Information, there are some really great stuff in this book. And that can be yours for a donation of $15 or more.
Yeah, pledge $15, get in the running. The number is 800-989-9368 and WFMU.org. Let's talk about the artists you've hosted on your program in the last year. Benjamin Walker, I know you had Bill Griffith. Tell the folks about Bill Griffith.
I know. And there's another guy that's always been a hero of mine, and that, you know, sort of having a home on the newspaper page, you know, which is a cesspool. You know, it used to be one of America's greatest art forms. I think if there's probably in the top few art forms that America really can take actual credit for developing the newspaper comic strip. And there's not a lot of great stuff left. I mean, it kind of died a while ago, and that man has stuck with it and showed that there can be a whole other way of experiencing the world. And one of my heroes. And he came on the show and gave us a whole hour of his time, talked about Zippy the Pinhead and
Zippy the Pinhead.
Yeah.
It's like I like Bill Griffith because what he does is so kind of strange and out there and almost outsider, but he broke through to the mainstream. Thousands, millions of people see his work every week.
Yeah.
And he's a weirdo like us.
And done well. Done a weirdo who did good. But yeah, so he came on the show. He's had a lot. I like to have a lot of cartoonists on. We're definitely going to have more. You know who said yes to being on the show for the next version?
Who?
He's going to be on in a couple weeks.
Who?
Very special. I think I should announce it, right?
Yeah, do it.
Say yes.
Let's reveal secrets.
One and only Richard Hell said that he would come on and talk about his new book.
Richard Hell?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. You know, I'm sure a lot of folks out there have read the Oral History of Punk.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a... Richard Hell was, I think, like the only person I could relate to in that book, Please Kill Me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I would think that book kind of comes off as oral history, that sort of everyone is speaking in their own words. But I'm really curious now that he wrote his own book, his own memoir, which is called I Dreamed I Was a Very Clean Tramp. And that comes out next week.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so he'll be on the show. And like I said, we're going to do these live, and listeners will be able to call in. So that's going to be a very exciting upcoming one. And you know what, Liz? Maybe we could throw something out there that if folks wanted to make a suggestion for future guests, if they pledge at the premium level, 75 or more, they can do that in the next 25 minutes.
Okay, so we've got 25 minutes left in the program, and Benjamin Walker will take your suggestions for future guests for Too Much Information, and all you have to do is pledge $75, 800-989-9368, and remember, a $75 pledge also puts you in the running for the Chris Ware Super Pack.
You know, we only do this once a year, and I don't even know if we could do this more than once a year, because so much hard work. Liz actually goes into to marathon mode around Christmas, right?
Oh, before.
Yeah, before Christmas.
I've been living the marathon dream for a few months now.
So we do this once a year. It's really an exciting time. I mean, you know that if I was going to look for an app, I would look for the app that basically enabled you to change the channel when the other stations do the pledge driving. Uh-huh. Ours is fun. Like, we actually make listenable, enjoyable marathon programming, which is a feat. An amazing feat, because I do think that if you're familiar with the way that most non-commercial NPR-type stations do fundraising, it's terrible. It's like the word. It's worse than death to listen to. I mean, really, if I needed to have an alarm, that's the app we should make, Lizberg. We should make the NPR pledge driving alarm clock that would definitely get you out of bed to shut it off.
Oh, my God. I think you're on to something, and I think you're on to something that might make us a lot of money. I think maybe you need to do another IPO episode.
Yes.
Based off of this idea. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. That's the place to go. You can get your pledge in. And again, we are we'll be drawing for the Kramer's Ergot Volume 8 book.
In a few minutes.
And we've got another few folks to thank. Andy in Brooklyn.
Who you might know.
He says, Ben travels the world to remind us that no matter where you are, people love easy money schemes and cats.
Yes, and you know, I'm really in the basement. I just pretended that I went somewhere, and I'm just in the basement. You know, because now that you've cleared it out, I figured I would move in there before, like, you know, Irwin or Monica claimed, like, you know, the cool corner.
Yeah, all right, if that's what you think. So, let's see. We want to also thank Patrick in Brooklyn, who is in on the running for the Kramer's Ergot book. Cool. So we're gonna listen to this jam for just a little a short bit, and then Benjamin and I will be back to draw for that prize again. 800-989-9368. Benjamin
Walker.
Oh,
man, Liz, it goes so fast. We've only got 20 minutes left, and that's it for the TMI marathoning in 2013. So 20 minutes for folks to get in and show their support.
And you know what we've done is we have set a goal for the program.
Okay.
And we are just under halfway there right now. So folks can help us get there by the end of the hour. The number to call is 800-989-9368.
Or WFMU.org. And there's only 20 minutes. And if you get in before the end of the hour at a $75 or more pledge, you will be in the running for the Chris Ware box set. You'll get a t-shirt of your choice, and you will get the TMI premium.
Yeah, it's and you get the WFMU sticker pack. Don't forget about the stickers, Benjamin Walker.
You know, I haven't even seen the stickers yet. Are they amazing?
They're pretty cool. They're small stickers. They're like bite-sized stickers.
Now, you know, on the if you're familiar with the way the Kickstarter thing works, like that goal, you have that countdown. I'm just like wondering, like if it would be, you know, it's like I'm trying to picture it's the same thing. We've got the 20 minutes. We're going to hit this goal. WFMU will not go dark for another year. I think that's what it is. That's the thing that people don't seem to realize that makes ours a little different is that, you know, they think, oh, I'll just lay here on the floor. Someone else will do the pledging. But, you know, it could happen. You could think that by not pledging, someone else will, and you could be the one person who made us all have to turn it off and go home.
Oh, don't say that.
You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be the person that's forever known as the guy or gal who got WFMU shut down. Don't wait till later. You need to pick up the phone right now.
Hey, we want to thank Karen in Sleepy Hollow. Who loves
Thank you, Karen.
Both of our shows. Thanks, Karen. Aww. Karen's a super volunteer, by the way.
Thank you, Karen. So should we give away this last prize and then we can focus on the next prize and then we can focus on our goal in the end of the hour?
Yeah, let's do it. So Kramer's Ergot is going to Patrick in Brooklyn.
Patrick, you win an amazing book. And if you didn't win, dear listener, you still have a chance to win the biggest book. It's a book that comes in a box. And it can be yours for a pledge of $75 or more. But you know what? I would like to have a couple mouse pledges. If we had a couple mouse pledges, Liz, I would be at the goal, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you probably would be. Yeah.
So I would just have to basically appeal to two listeners who are willing to say WFMU is important enough to them to give $1 a day.
Two listeners to say, yeah, I'm sucking down your bandwidth. I'm going to throw down 800-989-9368.
Where I listen to the podcast, I listen to Liz Berg's show on demand, I wake up in the morning, it's in my car, it's at the gym with me, I guess it's on my trek up the mountain with me, or I guess where do people go these days? I get the subway, I download it so I can listen to it on the subway. If you're one of those people who listens at least a couple times a week, I think I would like to appeal to you right now to call in and make a Mouse of Today pledge.
And a Mouse of Today pledge, again, is a $365 pledge. And you can break that down into monthly installments, and it's super painless. We've got this thing going on at WFMU called our Swag for Life program, and I'd suggest that anybody who's making a monthly pledge just go all out and do the Swag for Life program. It's just an automatic annual renewal of your monthly pledge, mm-hmm. and every year you get the great WFMU swag plus some extra goodies thrown in on top of that, and this year we've got a really cool messenger bag that we are giving away to any current and new Swag for Life members.
Hey, Liz, I just saw we just cleared the halfway mark.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
The cow is moving.
The cow is mooing silently.
The cow is moving on the playlist page. But we, you know, that's not the final goal. That is the halfway mark. And we only have 17 minutes to go. But two Mouse of Today pledges, and we would do it.
Yep. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Hey, do you want to give away the 7-inch pack that we've got?
Yeah, wow.
All right, so we've got 3 7-inch records from the Hozak label by, you know, bands that Benjamin and I have played on the air. People's Temple, Mess Folk, and Nerve City. So it's
a whole 3 of them, not just 145, but 3 of them.
Yeah, 345 RPM records from some cool new-ish bands. And a pledge of $15 or more gets you in the running for that triple pack.
You couldn't even get all 3 of those for $15.
Nope. 800-989-9368. Let's talk about a few of another show of yours from the last year that I really enjoyed, mm-hmm. Benjamin Walker, which was the Doing It for the Lulz, Lulz show.
Yes, I saw Gabriella Coleman this year. She's doing, and she's going to be on the show again. She just wrote an amazing history of programmers, early hackers for good, and an amazing book that just came out. She's going to be on the show coming up soon.
Cool. And you know, during your Lulz show, you interviewed a notorious hacker who I've since seen in like magazine spreads, news articles, on other radio stations. He's like the go-to person for talking about anything related to, you know, internet and IP law. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think you really hit the nail on the head before all these other people kind of read this guy wrong.
Again, WFMU doing it right, doing it first.
Trendsetting, yeah. And ain't no one giving us credit for us.
No,
for
but
this.
You can give
but
us credit right now by calling in.
800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Pledge $15 or more to get the Hozak Fun Pack. It's 3 7-inch records. And yeah, $15 gets you in the running for that. $75 pledge gets you a DJ premium, and it also gets you in the running for the Chris Ware Super Pack.
Yeah. I got another guest that we're going to have on soon is the director of the Pussy Riot documentary that's coming out in a few months.
Have you seen it?
Yes, it's playing here at South by Southwest. It's amazing. And Maxim Podorokin, who is a big WFMU fan already, was so excited that that would be a possibility. Even the filmmakers, they all want to be on our station. So that's going to be an upcoming guest to talk about the Pussy Riot band and documentary story.
And what else do you have up your sleeve?
We won't be here. You know what, Liz? We're not going to even be here if we don't have our listeners taking that love and turning it into dollars. So I really want to get a few more in. We've only got less than a quarter of an hour. Your final chance to show some love for TMI this
year.
And
I know you people are downloading the podcast. I see the stats, and it's there are crazy numbers of you who listen to this podcast week in and week out. And, you know, it's about time that some of you threw down. If you haven't already, we're looking at you. We know who you are, and we're coming out to get
you. We actually can internet trace you.
Yeah, we can internet trace you, so watch out. Give us your money now before we come for it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sure Benjamin can make that happen.
Yeah, you know, I know how to do that sort of thing. I know people.
You've got
connections. I can go to the Yam Cloud guy. He can make this happen.
How about your guy who was doing whippets with the FBI?
Oh, yeah, that guy can help me out.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's going to figure out that. Or, you know, maybe it's the Chinese hackers that we can get employed to help us out. But really, WFMU does not exist without your support. It's that simple. It's not complicated. You know, there's not a lot of bells and whistles or parades going on here. It's a very simple equation. It's math, actually. Without our listener support, WFMU goes off the air.
Yeah.
That simple.
It's
and you
true.
Don't want to be the person responsible.
When I look at WFMU's annual budget, it puts me to sleep. It's so boring. There's nothing exciting on that. It's like mortgage payments, yawn, bandwidth bill, wah, wah. Feeding the studio signal to the transmitters. Boring. Insurance. Ugh. Electricity, telephone, water and sewer, elevator maintenance. It's like, you know, these are just the nuts and bolts of allowing a business to run and continue. Nothing fancy goes on here, trust me.
But you know what?
Everything's held together with
dreams.
Gaffer's tape.
No, Lizberg. I want to say that WFMU is still looking towards the future. As scary it is to find our operating expenses, we're still looking towards the future and dreaming big. We are building a performance space on the first ground floor of our building.
That is true. And any pledge of $5,000 or more is going to be set aside for this really ambitious project that we are taking on to convert the ground floor space of WFMU's building into a performance studio.
Yeah, and if that doesn't excite you, I mean, first of all, even if you don't live in the WFMU area, you will be able to enjoy this extra benefit online because we are going to outfit this performance space with cameras and microphones. It's going to be a very, very performance space of the future. But we won't be able to do that without your support.
That is true. You know, and not everybody can afford that $5,000 pledge level, but there are some of you out there who could and
yeah.
who I think would be interested in helping us make this huge dream come true. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. We want to thank Charles in Omaha, Nebraska, who really loves the show and learns so much from the show.
Charles, thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
All right, so let's hear, what are the strangest emails you received from listeners this year, Benjamin Walker?
Let's see, the strangest one was probably, that's a good question. I really do get a lot of one. I get some bonkers ones, but I think it may have been, you know, the strangest one was a guy that basically wanted me to talk to their cat.
Really?
It was about a cat, yeah.
It was about a cat?
Yeah, because this person thought since I was interested in internet cats, I would be wanting to talk about their cat.
Oh, like interview their cat or interview them about their cat?
No, I think they wanted me to come talk to their cat.
So what was the pitch? What was special about their cat?
I think that they believe their cat talked.
Oh. And you weren't going to find out?
No, I felt that I was pretty sure that the cat wasn't going to be a talker. I mean, I know. Call me. Maybe I should have gone for it and someone else will make the radio piece about the talking cat. But it wasn't meant to be for me.
I want to appeal to anybody who's sent Benjamin Walker a crazy-ass email like that. Please call up 800-989-9368. We need to hear from you. We've got 10 minutes left in the program. We've got two great prizes up for grabs. The Hozak Fun Pack 3 7-inch records available. You get in the drawing for a pledge of $15 or more. And the Chris Ware Super Pack. Which...
And also it makes me meet my goal. And I think, you know, we can all know for sure that when folks don't meet their goal, it's kind of a bummer. It means basically, yeah, I failed.
No,
to do my...
no.
No, I don't want that to happen. And with just two Mouse of Today pledges, $1 a day for WFMU, I'd be over the top. I'd be smiling, running down the street, naked, hands in the air. I'd be like that guy on the internet. But,
oh, that guy.
That guy on the internet. But all it takes is for you to get up and go to the computer or the phone, WFMU.org.
All right, so Benjamin Walker, you're sitting there at South by Southwest Interactive, which is a huge, I don't know, conglomeration of commercial interests and big
commercial
technology.
Everything is a brand. Everything is branded. Every single thing that can have a sticker and a logo of a company has it on there. And again, it really makes me realize how special and how much I love this place because we are genuinely non-commercial.
Yeah, so what's the weirdest thing you've seen? Was it the human yam?
Yeah, it was the cloud yam person.
The cloud yam.
I think that someone has to dress up as a yam is always unfortunate. And you know, maybe that's what happens to us. If we don't make the goal, I have to walk around, you know, in a yam outfit because we need to raise underwriting because, you know, the listeners have not enabled us to stay on the air. We would never want that to happen.
No.
It can't happen. WFMU.org. We've got like 4 minutes left.
I know. It's not. We're very close to the end of the program. And things kind of stalled out a little bit. So you can help us pick it up and pick up the pace right now.
One last push.
800-989-9368. Show your love for Benjamin Walker and all of the crazy stuff he's been bringing to you year in and year out. Like the show where you talked about the hot lanes in Atlanta.
Yep. That was an amazing innovation where they are creating Lexus lanes so folks can pay more to go faster than everyone else who gets shoved in the slow lane.
So if you don't pay more, then you have to drive in the slow lane during your commuting hours, right?
Terrible idea. But Liz, I just want to make an appeal. We have like volunteers sitting by phones that aren't ringing, and that's just making me feel so bad. I'm not even going to come back. 1-800-989-9368. That's all you have to do. Just call that number, and one of those volunteers will pick it up and take your pledge, and we will make the goal.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we're just a couple mouse pledges away from making the goal for the program, and it can happen, and it can happen now, but it can't happen without you. And, I'm not talking about some other you. I'm talking about, you know, you.
Yeah. You know, Liz, I get up every Monday morning and I connect my iPhone to the radio in the shower so I can, you know, listen to the show live. I mean, these things that we make cost money. These things take money to keep going, and we can't keep doing them without listener support. It's your last chance to do this for WFMU's TMI program because you know what? Next week, we will be done.
800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Get your pledges in now, my friends, and help us keep this great radio resource alive. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. We know you're enjoying the Too Much Information podcast and archives and comments board and playlist and all of that. We know you're sending Benjamin Walker some crazy-ass emails. So now's the time to pay it forward, show your respect, and put your money where your mouth is. Because, you know, when you don't support the things that you love, they might disappear on you.
Yeah. And you would get to feel proud for a whole year wearing WFMU love T-shirts, stickers, messenger bag if you want. You can feel proud that you have kept this station on for another year.
800-989-9368. Let's just do the final push, everybody. And, you know, let's make this happen. Let's keep the marathon momentum going because we're starting in on the second week. This is the second and final Monday of the WFMU annual pledge drive known as the marathon. And it's
only 2 weeks a year. Yeah. Amazing that is all we do. Absolutely amazing. Phenomenal.
It is pretty crazy. But, you know, I got to say we're past the halfway point of the marathon, but we are only at 45% of the station's goal. And so I think that folks need to sort of have
right
that
now,
register
in the next
in their
3
brain.
Minutes.
Yes. Just let that sink into your brain. Let it register as something that's slightly scary. You know, if you haven't made that call or gone to the website, I think now's the time for you to do so. And the number again is 800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Should we pull up the music and then we'll figure out the prizes?
Yeah, yeah. Let's, all right, last chance to get your pledges in. We're going to draw for the Chris Ware Super Pack and the 7-inch pack as well. 800-989-9368. All right, B. Walker.
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Charles in Omaha wins the Hozak 7-inch pack.
Uh-huh.
Congrats to Charles in Omaha. And then we are going to draw for the Chris Ware pack. And
wait, we have one more minute. I just saw someone on the comments playlist who was talking about the swag for life.
We will let them get in their pledge. Time is running out, though. 800-989-9368. Get your pledge in, and you better talk fast.
Yes.
Oh, man. We've got a few. Oh, things are coming in. Things are happening, B. Walker. This is good. Right. This is good. Okay. Thank you to listener Boss in Utrecht, who pledges at the DJ Premium level for Freeform. Thank you, Boss. And we've got a pledge from Noah in Brooklyn, who says, keep it up. And we've
thank you, Noah.
We've also got a pledge from Paul in Chatham, New Jersey, who says, happy to show the love. And now I think, should I draw for this Chris Ware pack, B. Walker?
All it would take is one person to call in with a mouse of today, and I think we would make it.
Yeah, that's true. That is
true. We have 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Someone could do it right now. Not only would we get to give away the Chris Ware grand prize, but we would say we had made the goal.
That is true.
We wait 30 seconds?
All right.
Are we out of time?
Let's wait 30 seconds.
All right. Drum roll. No.
Yeah. What's a digital drum roll? Come on.
The loop.
The loop? Okay, fine. All right. Hey, so we're basically out of time, so I'm drawing for this.
It's like the game show where like the drum roll doesn't even happen. Not only do we not make the goal, we don't even get the drum roll.
But Kirk in Pasadena wins the Chris Ware Super Pack. And
that is
an excellent prize, my friends. Thank you, Benjamin Walker, for all that you do on the radio. I look forward to your podcast each and every week. And I can't wait for more episodes of Too Much Information.
They're coming.
We want to thank everybody who helped us out in the phone room. I want to thank Tony, who's been running pledges down frantically. And we've got one more pledge to thank. Thank you to Monica in Philadelphia, PA, who got her pledge in under the wire. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. And we are going to toss things up to Nardwar. Take it away, Nardwar. 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 Nardwar.
Oh, no! Oh! Not again. The one.
deep in the heart of the darkest Soviet Union. Even today, the notorious Dr. Pavlov continues his experiments on innocent domestic animals. Animals like dogs, cats, chickens, and rats. These experiments consist in implanting little diodes directly into the brains of these innocent creatures. Electrical impulses are then passed down the diodes deep into the central nervous system. Resulting in state of automatic obedience to the will and the will of Dr.
You're listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show on WFMU, a radio station that exists at WFMU.org, through the air, and a lot of other places due to kind donations from people like yourself. But not only are people donating time, well, actually, what am I talking about? People are donating time. Now it's time to donate some money and bring on the money man himself. Are you there? Hello, Kurt, the money man. Are you there?
I'm the money man. How exciting. I didn't know.
Kurt, what is going on today on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, and who are you?
I am the esteemed host of the Miniature Minotaur Radio Program on Friday afternoons, but right now it's all about Nardwar's show, and well, we're going to be giving away some Moby Grape, some Rodriguez, some Marcus Val. We're going to be talking about Ice T and Lloyd Ulana. Uliana? I don't know how to say that, Nardwar.
Lloyd Ulana, a.k.a. Beppy, has supplied me with a special mix of some interesting tunes to play. And that'll be the first thing we'll cut to after we talk for a bit there. Just a bit of housekeeping. To get the housekeeping out of the way. Have you ever bumped into Larry King at all, Kurt?
I have never. No, I have not.
Like in all your travels, because you're quite a media person, aren't you?
I have never met Larry King, though.
You have
got have
involved
not.
With the media, though, over the years, haven't you, Kurt?
I have been. That's true, yeah.
I mean, you are trackable. In case people were wondering, what's a trackable person? What's a trackable person?
I guess a trackable person is somebody who comes and co-hosts for you.
Well, that could be it, but a trackable person is somebody that is able to be tracked through like a 1-800 number, and you are trackable right now, aren't you?
Right now, I can be tracked at 1-800-989-9368. You can call and pledge to Nardwar's show, or you can pledge online at wfmu.org.
And when you phone in and you pledge to 1-800-989-9368, you can pledge whatever you want, but if you pledge to DJ Premium, which is $75, you get to win what? What has the Nardwar to Human Serviette tracking radio show gone out to provide $75 donators with? Something very special. I think you even saw it. Could you please describe, Kurt?
I have in my hand right now the Busy Doing Nothing Better Late Than Never Nardwar versus Bev Davies calendar. A beautiful pack full of photographs. Calendar for 2013. I'm looking at Joan Jett. I'm looking at John Lydon. I'm looking at my lifelong crush, Viv Albertine, Iggy Pop. This is a cool calendar. This is James Brown.
And if you go right to the back there, you even see one of your favorite artists, U2.
Oh, good Lord. Well, you know, you can actually, that's 2014, so you can throw the calendar away before 2014, and you don't have
but
to look at this picture of Bono.
That's a pretty interesting shot, though. Bev took that shot, which is pretty cool. Like, to have photos of the Slits and U2 in there. But I mentioned U2 because you had mentioned Lloyd earlier. Lloyd has supplied a little ghost mix for us to play on an Nardwar to Human Serviette radio show here today. And if you notice, there's some Negative Land in there, too, in honor of U2.
Absolutely, yeah. And anybody who pledges at the premium level, we'll have this coming to them.
$75
to the Nardwar radio program. Anybody who pledges 15 or more, is that right? We'll be in the running for some of the CDs we're giving away.
Names.
Thank you. And the CDs, one of the CDs has been